AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's predicting the U.S. will be done attacking Iran in 2 to 3 weeks. As to whether that will mean resumption of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, Trump tells reporters that's not for us.
We'll be leaving very soon, and if France or some other country wants to get oil or gas, they'll go up through the Strait and the Hormuz Strait. They'll go right up there and they'll be able to fend for themselves. I think it'll be very safe, actually, but we have nothing to do with that. What happens to the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with.
The U.S. and Israel launched another wave of strikes on Iran today, including the capital Tehran and Isfahan, home to one of Iran's main nuclear sites. Iran has been launching fewer missiles than at the start of the war. However, it continues to deploy low-flying drones that are harder to intercept. Oil prices eased today, but U.S. gas prices are now more than $4 a gallon, according to AAA. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the suspensions of two U.S. Army helicopter pilots have been lifted. The crews had hovered next to entertainer Kid Rock's swimming pool near Nashville on Saturday as he clapped and saluted. In a social media post, Hegseth writes, "No punishment, no investigation. Carry on, patriots." And Lisa Dwyer reports,
Tiger Woods has pleaded not guilty in his driving under the influence case in Florida, hours after a sheriff's report was released saying Woods had pain pills in his pocket and showed signs of impairment at the scene of the crash last week. Woods also plans to waive his appearance during an arraignment hearing next month. The Martin County Sheriff's Office says deputies found two white pills, which were identified as the opioid hydrocodone used to treat pain, in his pocket, and said that Woods' movements were slow and lethargic. Woods said he was looking at his phone and infotainment system at the time of the crash. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Britain's King Charles is set to make a state visit to the U.S. in April
to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties between the two nations. The visit follows President Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September, a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. President Trump has chided the U.K. for refusing to allow U.S. aircraft to use British bases for offensive operations against Iran and has repeatedly lashed out at Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This has led some members of Parliament to demand that Starmer call off the state visit to show Britain's disapproval and avoid any embarrassment for the King during a time of tension. The decision to proceed may be seen as an effort by Starmer's government to ease the tensions caused by the war, or at least not inflame them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.